So it is. All right. You all had cake already, as you should for birthday. You have hats, you have balloons. What else is missing for birthday? Presents are missing. All right. So we will start this with a round of birthday wishes, and then we will get to the presents. We have videos that we will start with.
Alles Gute zum Geburtstag, Niki Delta. Du wirst erwachsen, du wirst immer größer und es macht Riesenspaß, dich dabei zu bedanken.
Joyeux anniversaire, Niki Delta!
Happy birthday, Niki Delta!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Niki Delta. I hope in 5 years it will be this place central for the knowledge of all human beings.
Happy birthday, Niki Delta. Alles Gute zum Geburtstag und auf die nächsten 5 Jahre.
Liebes Wikidata, happy birthday und einen schönen Start ins neue Datenjahr.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh my god, the stats are amazing. 3 billion edits and more edits every single month than English Wikipedia.
Okay, those better stats.
Half of our edits across the global projects. Nearly half of.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Happy birthday, Wikidata. Congratulations on 5 years and 3 billion edits. I am so excited for the future of Wikidata. As one of our younger projects, I know so much more is yet to be achieved, but already so much has been done. I learned the other day that nearly half of the edits across the Wikimedia projects these days come from Wikidata, and they come in the form of human contributions and machine contributions, and they really make me think about how the future of our movement is this incredible way of thinking about structured information and linked data and the like. I know that Wikidata represents the future of how we work together, the combination of human curation and contribution with really a way that machines can think. It's pretty exciting. I am really excited about learning more about Wikidata. Every time I think I understand it, I learn that there's more for me to understand. So thank you for 5 years. Thank you for 3 billion edits. Congratulations on what you've accomplished. I can't wait for what's yet to come.
All right, and now we get to the presents. And we will start with Stas, I would say. Everyone who wants to present presents, please put it on the presents page. And you have maximum 3 minutes so we get everything done in time. Stas, please.
Okay, so the first present would be about Wikidata search. So if you try to search something on Wikidata, you probably notice that it's not excellent. That's the way I prefer to talk about it. We have a pretty amazing search engine in Wikimedia, Elasticsearch. And the problem is that Wikidata is not using it as it should be. That's probably because Wikidata is not text, and all the work that has been done so far for Elastic was for Wikipedias, which are text. So we are changing that. And the first step on that, we have now Wikidata prefix search driven by Elastic, which improves language support, improves flexibility, improves maintainability, improves speed probably. And it allows us to do some more cool things, like have a flexible search profiles. So next week or around that, we probably would deploy the first change that would de-boost disambiguation pages they won't show in the regular search. Then we probably would make special profiles for searching units, so Cameroon would not be a unit of measure anymore, as it is frequently now. Then we will do other things in that vein, and we also would be upgrading full text search next, so you finally can search normally for results and get highlighting and proper language results and so on. So that's in progress, but the first step we already did. So this is what you see on screen is the announcement of Elasticsearch in PrefixSearch, and wait for more announcements of things to come.
That's pretty sweet. All right, so the next one is a slightly delayed present. So Wikidata has amazing identifiers, linking us to all kinds of databases, catalogs, and what have you on the web. Until now, though, we only put the identifier into our RDF exports, not the full URI, which makes these connections much more less discoverable for machines than they currently are and than they should be. And so what we will do is put those full URIs into our RDF exports, and then our content and content in other databases, catalogs, and so on will be much more easy to connect. The reason why it's slightly delayed is that we deployed this, and unfortunately something else led to the deployment being reverted, but I hope that in the next 2 or 3 days we will have it back. Yes.
Okay. This one will be probably the quickest presentation. So when you go to graves.wiki, you will have a map that is basically a Sparkle query that displays a place of graves of people that we already have on Wikidata, with green dots showing there is actually a picture of grave when it's loaded. Yeah, it is. And if there is a red dot, the grave is missing. The image of the grave is missing. That's it. It works on live data via Sparkle query. Here you have some magic, and the codes are on GitHub, of course. That's it. Thank you.
Nice. The next one is the Wikidata Concept Monitor. Go on. So we had this idea that a lot of the other projects in Wikimedia are using Wikidata's data, but it's really tough for us to understand in what ways they are using Wikidata's data and where they are using Wikidata's data. So I asked Goran to dig a bit into that, and he made an amazing tool that he can show you.
I will. Thank you. So as Lydia says, it's Goran, who is a data analyst for Wikimedia Deutschland. So, it's a system of three dashboards looking from a user perspective. So there's no way I can explain this in 3 minutes. Can you hear me? Yes, you can. Nice. Okay, so it's a system of three connected dashboards. So it presents actually a lot of data, and I'm not sure whether I can pack this into 3 minutes. So let's start in this way. So what is it? It says it's an analytical system that tracks, analyzes, and visualizes the Wikidata usage across the user universe of Wikimedia projects. So currently we have approximately 800 Wikimedia projects websites, you know, that have the so-called client-side Wikidata tracking enabled. So where we can actually count how many times on how many pages a particular Wikidata item has been used, okay? So how does it work? Before I show you the system, so take a look at this this data, please. Okay, so we have the English Wikipedia, Turkish Wikipedia, Thai, and the Wikipedia in the Kannada language, which is used in a part of India. On the x-axis, on the horizontal axis, you have 14 semantic categories. Okay, they were chosen from Wikidata, and they do not cover the whole universe of Wikidata items. Okay, approximately 14 million of items are in this analysis. And on the vertical axis, you have to count on how many items are used from these categories across these four projects. Okay. Now, so what you can see, if you can see it, okay. So you can see that the scale of usage for the English Wikipedia is it's a scale of millions, right? For the Turkish, it's an order of magnitude lower. Okay. And also another low order of magnitude lower for the Thai and for the Kannada language. But if you pay attention to this graph, to this chart, what you will see is that the pattern of usage, like the distribution of how many items from what category is used on what project, they're actually similar. Okay. So, that should be obvious. Now, what is this system built for? It takes into account two things. One thing is how many items from what categories of Wikidata items are used on particular projects. But the other component takes a look at these structural properties at the distribution of Wikidata item usage. And then if you apply tricks from cognitive and data science, like dimensionality reduction and similar, you can, for example, derive some findings like this. So, for example, in this, as we call them, semantic maps, on this map, so each project is a bubble, and the size of the bubble corresponds to the total Wikidata usage in that project. And the project that use Wikidata in a structurally similar way are actually placed together. Okay, so they tend to cluster. And we also have dashboards that are a little bit more precise in this big picture. For example, you can go there and ask for the map of a similarity of projects only from a perspective of one single category. For example, this is for human. So everything which is an instance of a subclass of, and then a recurrent path towards Q5. And then again, you can present all projects and see how they cluster actually, so how similarly they make use of the items from this category. Okay, so how do we play all these tricks? Well, we rely on something which is called latent Dirichlet allocation, whoever is in machine learning or statistical learning. Thank you, Charlie. So whoever is in statistical or machine learning knows it's a very well-known algorithm, okay, that helps you model the semantic topics in a universe of items typically used in text mining and natural language processing. Another important thing here is that you can use this project to download data. So you can cross-tabulate across the projects or types of projects across semantic categories in Wikidata. And then you can access the dashboards and actually download the data in CSV for your own research purposes. Okay, so basically almost every data set that is used on these dashboards can be downloaded, then you can do whatever you want to do with it. Okay. So for, you know, scientifically speaking, for people who love to talk and analyze about formal symbolical systems. Okay, so what is this? It's the analogy to a study of pragmatics in natural languages. Okay, so you have Wikidata, which means you have its syntax and semantics. That's a part of the definition of a system. Okay, but on the other hand, you have the users of Wikidata. Okay, and the way they will use the system, which is called pragmatics, if you like, in theoretical linguistics, is not necessarily the way that you have designed the system. Okay, they will do their thing, right? So I think that's the information that we're missing, and the Wikidata Consensus Monitor is actually meant to introduce that new component in the study of Wikidata to allow us to figure out what's the pragmatics of the system. So here is where you find the dashboards. They're online. You can go and play. Yeah. Yes, well, we're using an open source version of the RStudio Chinese server, and it's, to put it that way, it's savvy on how many connections it can accept. So you probably will crash the server. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would love for you to have a look at this and see if you find interesting stuff in there and tell us about it. Yes. Then we go on with... Do you want to say a sentence at least? So, Lucas was amazing and did a piano play, and you should totally go and listen to it. It's wonderful. All right, then we go on with creating items from the command line. Who is it? There. Maxime. Oh, you have a laptop? Let's do those at the end. All right. Sorry. then we go on to dumps inventory. All right. then we go on to crocheting little bees.
Yeah, I know. Besides developing and doing Wikidata stuff, I know that you're all crochet fans. So now we have a pattern on Commons that is to make these little bees. It takes like an hour. It's really quick. We thought, yeah, bees are animals that build structures like we do. So I would say go on Commons, download the CC0 pattern, widely distributable, and make your own bee, and let's make a swarm of structured data bees together.
Very cute. All right, then we go on to the query service UI.
All right, we have two things here. I'm going to present the first one. It's a new feature for and the map view. If you have a query, oops, I should not open that in the same tab, sorry. If you have a query that selects geoshapes from commons, those are now rendered in the map view. So here's a map of all the electoral districts of the German 2017 federal election, color-coded by the winning party, and the, why is this not colored? I don't know. And the color is varied by how many percent of the votes it got. So in the deep black districts, CDU got more than 50% of the vote, and here it was just more than 30%. So you can write those kinds of queries. Now, the query itself isn't that exciting. It's more the fact that we now have these shapes here on the map.
Hast du noch einen Excel-Link gemacht?
Ja, da.
Achso.
So what I would like to present to you is we improve the reusability of the queries. And for this, you have this nice button here. It says code. And if you click here, you have the current query, and it gives you URL, HTML, Wikilink, PHP, JavaScript, Java, Ruby, everything. So we hope to make it easier for you to reuse the queries and have fun with it in other languages. Thanks.
No.
Yeah. Oh God. I cannot explain the idea behind that, because that was Jens starting this weird little project a while ago, and we are now in a state where we finally call it finished. It's a game, a role-playing game created with an odd JavaScript library that's called ROTJS.
Who of you know what a roguelike game is? You're total nerds, but then this game is for you. So it's a very ancient form of video game where you have an ASCII-like display and you go through a dungeon and collect treasures. And of course, the biggest treasure of all is knowledge, and we get this knowledge from Wikidata. So let's play through it.
There is a query behind, and you can, by reloading a page, can explore different dungeons. This contains things from the Towers of Babel. This contains, for example, paintings from the Louvre. And the red dot is, this is you. You can walk around and they open the chests, and you will find paintings in the chest, and if you find all of them, you win the game. Yeah. But there are also some enemies walking around.
Yeah, there's some enemies walking around, and they have very strange names. For instance, this little Chinese character that you can see on the bottom, that's an animal that belongs to the emperor. There are also animals that look from a distance, resemble a fly, an animal that has just broken a vase, etc.
And who is laughing now is the absolute nerd.
Yeah, and but some of the entities that you uncover, contain wands. You get a wand of ontological clarity, and then with this wand,
you can blew the walls away.
And so it's playable. It's you can lose the game, you can win the game, but we need more queries to make it more enjoyable, and maybe we should make the animals a little bit more aggressive, right? So play it.
Ooh, bite Links. Me. Oh, now I'm dead.
Yeah.
That is awesome. All right. Then we go to Simple WD.
Yes. So the idea of Simple WD is makes same thing as Resonator, but instead of having a display for user, it would be a display for software. Okay. So obviously, if I took the wrong URI, it's not going to work. Media. No, oh, sorry. Yes. Oh, yeah, thank you. And S. Oh, yes, do we have labs? F labs. Yes. Tools, yes, it's tools, not tool. Yes, so it's working. Yeah. And so the idea is to use a schema.org vocabulary to create a simple structured data representation of each item. So for example, here we have Douglas Adams, and so you have just I type person with using the schema.org vocabulary. And then you could have work for, and then some simple description of the organization with its ID and its name. You also have all the links to Wikipedia and other same as information. Sorry, it's not very readable on Chrome, but you probably get the idea. And I also built a very quick HTML version of it. So you see, you have all the good. Well, it's basically a simplified version of Wikidata to build your visualization on top of it. So it's definitely a work in progress. If you want to contribute it, you are much more welcome. The code is on GitHub. And what I would like to do is have a nice, simple version of Wikidata.
Thank you. All right, and oh, you have to log in. Okay. In while you log in, maybe Asaf can go.
So I don't have a link, but I do feel I can talk about a gift to Wikidata. In the past year, I have given my usually 3 hour, sometimes 6 hour. Introduction to Wikidata workshops all over the world, from Armenia to San Francisco, including India and lots of other places, Korea last week. Taking all of those attendees together and assuming a fairly conservative 20% of them maybe actually became active editors, my gift to Wikidata this year is approximately 200 active editors.
That is really amazing. Thank you.
So, like, I want to show like a new script that I've created and I'm working on, and also like make you aware of like some of the other scripts I have that maybe could become a gadget if they're useful for people. So I'm gonna start like on special nearby to find like some articles that have coordinates. So I don't know, like this one. And like, I don't know, it's just showing me a number, and like the number doesn't really like mean a lot to me. I don't know if it's like correct or not until like I'm able to like see it like on a map. So like click on this and you can see how it's like, it's in Berlin, it's not in like Russia or the ocean somewhere. Like you can zoom in, like, yeah. So like, it seems good. in the future, like maybe I could add like editing capability or like other things to make it better. But this just took me like 2 hours to create it. So like if I spend like a few more hours, like can make it better. There's also, like when it's like more like ready, but like, yeah. Then there's also well, you know, like special nearby, so it shows us like things near where we are. But if I go, yeah, so I'm looking at like some other article that has coordinates, and maybe I want to see what's around that instead of what's around like here. So like I have like a thing here, and then like special nearby supports this, but like nobody knows about it. But that like you can see like places near like another article or another item. So like I mean like convenient link. So like that's there. And I've like had this like in my like user JavaScript for like, I don't know, a couple years now since we had special nearby like on Wikidata. So like if that's useful for people, like that would be cool to have that as a gadget. And yeah, like I have some other things in my JavaScript that people can see, but like, I just wanted to make people aware of that, so.
Thank you, Katie.
And it's linked on the wiki, so like you can find my username and my like JavaScripts.
Cool. All right, then we have image fragments for an item depicted on several artworks.
Thank you. I fear a little the demo effect, but let's try. So we have artworks on Wikidata, and we have depicted items on the artwork, and we have links to the media on Wikimedia Commons. And we have the possibility, using the property image relation, with the property relative position within image to specify where is the depicted element on the artwork. And we have another thing. We are on the EIP service on Tool Labs. We have now the 3IF protocol, which was implemented through the image API of 3IF. So we can make, with information stored in Wikidata, appel for just image fragments. It's a new rule based on data stored on Wikidata and about a depicted element on an artwork, which is on Wikidata with an image commons. So we can have candles, and Happy Birthday Wikidata with candles, which are depicted in those artworks, which with API with the 3DI fragments, and we can use. We lack a lot of data, but we have the possibility to look in many languages. So if we can look for cases, and we have some data, and from fragments from all the good things that we have on Wikidata and Wikicommons. Thank you.
Very sweet. Then we go to Histopedia query timeline tool.
Hello, everyone. So as some of you may know, we are obsessed with timelines, particularly. But we just want to show a little bit of an update that we've made. We've released a Mark II of our query-based timeline tool, which hopefully the link will work. Because some of you might be hanging around a bit after the conference, we're going to focus on a sort of tourism aid timeline that we've created with this query. So basically, it's a query of things that are within 5 kilometers of the conference here that we're here now. And so we have basically, as we zoom in, we're going to see all the lower ranked. It's currently ranked by the query, you can order the query results how you like, and that's the rank. So this is ranked by count of articles in different languages. But if we want, we can change the view. And these are all just variables from our query that we can now just select. So you paste your query in and you can now color code it by a different variable. So we're now in heritage status. And then we can have a color scale if you choose a distance. So we can now select, say, that we want the stuff that's within, you know, 500 meters because we're really lazy and we've drunk too much beer. And then you can add some filters if you like as well. So here you can, and you can choose all this stuff on the query input page. So you paste it in, you just decide what you want to filter by and what you want to color code by. And it comes into the user interface. And it should be kind of mobile friendly, but probably about, you know, 20% of the devices it won't work. So please come and let us know if you've got something that is broken on. And yeah, that's it. Have fun. Tour the city. Enjoy. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And Q42.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm so generous. I've got you two presents. So the first one is user Wikidata, user template Wikidata birthday 2017. You can all put this on your user page. It's a multilingual template, so please have a look and make sure it has a caption in your language. That's the first one. And the second one is not Q42. It is Q42395533, which is the first Wikidata item about a notable Wikidata item. There you go. And again, once again, please add descriptions in your own languages. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, and then we go to Squid. Okay, the next one is also a laptop thing, so I think you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Yes.
Then where's the plug? Just close this one.
So, right. Here's Squid. Squid's data browser and category view system, which you may already know to some extent. What we have added recently is a capability for Squid to tell you what's missing in Wikidata based on what we already know in Wikidata. Because often it turns out Wikidata does know more about itself than it actually admits. So, for example, we know here that when you go to the Falkland Islands, that the head of state of the Falkland Islands are not just these two, but are actually four more. And, well, six more, sorry, I can't read it. Anyway, all of this information is already in Wikidata. Why do we know that this is the case? In this particular examples, can I click here? Sorry, it's a bit tricky to find my way around. In these particular examples, these heads of states come from other pages because on their pages it says that they have been in a position which we know is the position of the head of state of the Falklands. Which is said here, right? We know what the head of state of the Falklands is called like. So we can make this inference. And now we have user editable rules, so you can actually make little rules of yourself. Not quite. We will announce that proper when it's working. But it will work pretty soon. And so you can make these rules yourself, and then these things will come up as suggestions, and people can approve them and make data better. And we really notice that a lot of data is not as good as you would expect it to be, you know, missing spouse relations, missing mother or child relations and father relations, things which are really obvious, but which apparently nobody spots. So I hope this can make a contribution. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Maxime, I think it's your turn. And then Adam and Tom.
Thanks. So I have a few gifts for you from the Inventor project. I hope now everyone knows already what it is. In two words, a web app to do the inventories of your books using Wikidata, data on authors, books, etc. But extending Wikidata for what Wikidata doesn't know. So with Wikidata knowing a lot about authors, series, subjects, and works, but very little on editions and nothing on our physical items. And so the first gift is, we can start there. The ongoing work on allowing you to go through your inventories of books with graph-powered filters. So, for instance, you have all the authors, and you could display all the books by, say, Isaac Asimov, and then refilter by genre or subject. Well, you can see that we have missing data there, because they all have unknown subject. So you could go there and on the work and edit it in the Inventor interface or directly on Wikidata, depending on how what you want to do. So that's the first thing, the new inventory browser. And the next thing is that, you can also now display lists of books generated by this kind of claims. It should look familiar. So here, basically, it's all the books that have for subjects JavaScript. And so you have the list of books. For the moment, there is just one, but I'm sure there are more. And for the next birthday, we will have here a way to find more books easily and to click to add the claim subject JavaScript. Well, subject anything. You can have other programming languages if you want. The same on Picasso, so subject Picasso. And the books on Picasso, and you can see who has the book in your network, which can be convenient. Okay, and this gets us to, so back on this, as you see, Wikidata has many things on works and not that many things on editions, and the discussion is ongoing. Should we have the data about those in Wikidata? And in the Inventor project, we don't have an opinion on should Wikidata be complete on that. We just say, well, if you want to be complete, we can be the backlog of Wikidata. So everyone come to Inventor, put your inventory, and when the community and help improve the data, and when the community wants to bring it to Wikidata, we have the dumps in Turtle and newline delimited JSON to just import it in bulk or in mix and match Wikidata game. We can see different ways to import it. Now the dumps are there, dumps.inventor.io. And to do that, we can use the other gift, which is the Wikidata command line interface to create items. Thanks to the feature request of Kate, we can now do something like that. Oh yeah, that will be great. Thank you. So this is an entity from extracted from the dump. Oh, we can have a look at the beautiful dump. So this is some turtle from Inventor. I need confirmation that this is okay, by the way. Like to say this, we can talk about that later. But and so this is the new line delimited entities dump. And here is the same, but pretty printed. So basically, to go from Inventor to Wikidata, we just have to remove the Inventor-specific things, which are a few things like those. Remove the prefixes, because we use prefixes in the database, like this. And now we are ready to... Where? Oh, yes, true. Thanks. And so we have the path there. Well, it will have thrown an error somewhere, hopefully. So this is the data in Inventor about a book by
Mr. Frédéric Lordon, French economist. So Wikidata knows already that it's a book by Frédéric Lordon and in French. So we can wd create item and then passing the path to the pre-formatted JSON. And ta-da! It's there! Thanks! And what we are missing at the moment is how to include source data directly from the import. But, well, you can do it by hand at the moment. Like, so I will suggest to do this way, to say that it was imported from Inventaire. Something like that. But if you see things differently, we can discuss about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Adam.
Awesome. So I've called my little present from empty WMF Labs VM to Wikibase and query service in 2 minutes, which is something that I started at Wikisite and finished here. So there is a Git repository that has a collection of Docker images and a Docker Compose file, and there are the images on Docker Hub now. So here I have Wikibase Docker 4, which is a brand new VM. I need to copy and paste. Okay, good. The internet's working. So this is a brand new VM that I've never SSH'd into before, and hopefully, yep. And I've written this lovely script that steps through the README, basically. So this one installs the Docker package for Debian. This next section installs Docker Compose. This next section clones the GitHub repo that I just showed you. And then at the very bottom, it runs Docker Compose. Now some more copying and pasting. So I'm just going to web get the script so I don't paste it in, change the executable bit, and run it. And so this should take about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, as long as all of the internet and everything goes just fine. So yeah, I don't really have much more to say until it finishes. Other than never do live demos, they're really stressful, and I hope it works, because otherwise I have nothing to show you. How it works. So there are about 5 or 6 different images. There is a MediaWiki image that has Wikibase installed. You have an Nginx image, which has the front end of the query service. Then you have the BlazeGraph image, which runs the back end of the query service. Some other proxy magic stuff. And then you have an updater. And so when this all finishes, it's now installing Docker Compose with pip. You will have a MediaWiki instance that has Wikibase that you can go to straight away. You can create an item, and you can go to your own query service, and that item will immediately be available, well, within 10 seconds, be available in that query service. So now it's installed Docker. It's pulling all of the Docker images down from Docker Hub. Yes, and it will immediately be in the query service, and also it has federated queries turned on. So in theory, you'll be able to pull data from the Wikidata query service as well. You can also dump a JSON of all of the data that you add to your Wikibase, send it to somebody else so that they can pull it into their own Wikibase, and things like that. What are we on? Wikibase. Da, da, da. And yeah, thanks to Tom, Alexei, Jonas, Marius, Stas, and Lydia for keeping on bugging me. But yeah, we finished fixing the final bug with this about 5 minutes before these presentations started, so I think this is the last one. Okay, so now it's creating the containers and it has run all of the containers. So if I go back to Chrome, this is the IP address of the labs instance. The first thing I will go and have a look at is on port 8282, which should be the front end of the query service. And then on 8181, if it's finished installing, you have MediaWiki. And I can go to special new item. And I can make an item called goat. And so now I have an item called goat. And I can go back to the query service. And write a query which should just select all of the triples and click run. And there you have the item that you just that I just added. So there is a link to it on the birthday page. I kind of hope it will work first time for people, but I have I can't guarantee that. But yeah, come and find me afterwards if you have more questions. Yeah, so it don't go like running production wikis using this, but it's really good for playing around with data, the query service, and not having to set it up yourself. So,
thank you very much. That's really nice. Are we done, or is there anyone else who's still missing? We need to refresh the page. Okay, we will do that. Let's this one. All right.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, we started an initiative which used Wikidata and to enhance the Arabic Wikipedia. So we created a website which, based on Wikidata search, we included hundreds of thousands of Wikipedia articles that are missing in some languages, in Arabic language. We to encourage people writing about women, about it's in Arabic, so you don't understand it, but I just give the idea here. So it's a fully initiative supported by volunteers. This is the first thing, and a little present we want to thank Wikidata for, because without Wikidata you could not achieve that. So thank you and happy fifth birthday.
That's very sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone, for the presents. Those are awesome. I hope you will have fun with them after this. And we even were on time. We have 5 minutes until the next and final talk by Lucy.